Hello, Scorpio, and welcome to Astrology Studio for 2019 and 2020. This reading is for Scorpio's sun or rising or moon. I have got some interesting things to talk about here beside the rising tide. The planets that are associated with Scorpio are doing interesting things over the course of the next year. There will be the long-anticipated conjunction of Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. Much of what I'm going to talk about today involves what the sign Capricorn is about in the Scorpio chart, because it tells quite a bit of the story of your astrology. And the retrograde of Mars, which is going to take place in a different Mars-ruled sign. That's going to be in Aries. That's, as mentioned, in a year from now. But I'd like to start with this very interesting retrograde of Mercury that is taking place in your sign. Retrogrades don't come and visit us very often. And when one does, that's always a noteworthy event. And so here's what's going on with that. The planet Mercury is often representative of childhood and childhood consciousness, and therefore events that are associated with being a kid, what we experienced, and we tend to take that stuff with us on the way into being adults, and many adults never recover from that. They never quite outgrow what is inflicted upon us as kids. And this is, I think, a root cause of much of the challenge in the world, the challenge that we face as individuals within our own lives, and then also the difficulty in communicating with and finding peace with the people around us. I'm one of those therapy-trained type of people who believes that only adults who are in adult-to-adult relationships can actually, be convivial with one another, can actually have relationships that grow and that are fulfilling, and that also provide part of the purpose we need our relationships to do, which is a means of supporting us and finding some stability in our lives. And the way that we define growth process in our culture, which would perhaps be more accurately said as do not define growth process, nor insist on it, nor mark the many important transitions on the path to growing up, which astrology has names for, but the culture does not have names for them. And lacking those benchmarks, those moments of progression and transition from one phase of life to another, it's hard for people to actually be adults with one another, to commune with one another and coexist with one another in a way that is mutually supportive.